Okay, number 211. What would be the Shiva's advice to someone who is embarking on a new relationship? What are the do's and what are the don'ts in a new relationship? Oh, so this is like some sort of chashish moves. What's the klal? What comes to mind over here, the most important thing is building trust. But the nekuda that I would suggest to a person is that it is a very hard thing to do, but it's very valuable and very important. Don't ever, ever criticize this new wife that you're getting into a relationship with. And that's because whatever you believe you can accomplish with the criticism, that she's going to accept it and shape herself properly according to your criticisms will never be realized. There's not a woman from the entire race of the women, which is billions of people in the world, not one of them has the ability to accept the criticisms, you know, in a positive, constructive way and now shape themselves according to your criticisms. So what your criticisms are going to do is going to build another little fortress and another little protective shell, and on every little criticism you do, every time you're criticizing, you're shrinking the person a little bit more. You are shrinking your own wife's abilities and capabilities of being your wife. You're just shrinking her more and more and more, because every criticism, she now has to sort of protect herself and dodge it and avoid it. But it's not the fact that she's going to now correct and now become, you know, the perfect, proper wife that you are looking for. That's just never going to happen. So, Mamela, you're basically, you know, let's even have a person that's a normal, happy, healthy, on a physical level, and then little by little, you're just limiting the person and taking function if the function. Like one day you knock out one eye, next day you knock out a tooth, next day, you know, shin bein, right? And then next day, the ability to hear in one ear you take out, next day you make one hand paralyzed. Next, you function, if the function you just take out, that's essentially what you're doing with criticism. That's essentially what you're doing. The person does not have the ability to do it, and they're very uncomfortable and very nervous about themselves and uneasy and unsure and incompetent. And that's what you're essentially what you are creating with every little piece of criticism, and it usually lasts a lifetime. No matter what kind of apologies and explanations that I meant and I didn't mean, and bam is this, and bam is that, all that shit, you know, but the ratio is always nigger. So essentially, it's you being hiniyachal of kapavul miyat, miyat, achamiyat, and constantly shrinking the person, then you push her left without curriculum, trying to mut the, you know, in the relationship, push in the yachas between you and her. You're left with like very little and very twisted, and, you know, and not fully functioning. Worse than not fully functioning. It's like it's a very, very difficult and painful thing that people don't realize. Usually you think you're doing some corrective criticism. There is a way of getting someone, let's say you're married to somebody that has some glaring sign that's hard for you to be civil. There is a way, but not through criticism, how to get them out of it. There is a little way, but you know, one little criticism can really hurt and never accomplish, and only usually accomplish the contrary. So it's, you know, usually on the other side, it's also that way. You know, like, you know, she criticizes the man expecting a certain respect, and once, you know, that's taken away on this part and that part, you know, it's she's also killing him also. It's, you know, it's in B'agef and B'agef we're talking about. It's a very, very dangerous thing, and it can't be overemphasized, this Nikudah, with more and more Mishalom, just what's happening. You know, it's like it's, you know... So I guess that would be my advice, but you know, I would have to think about it more and more to give like live Mishalom and just show the direct cause and effect, how it's just going to cost you in taking away one of her functions. Just like you understand that if you blind her in one eye, she could now be less of a mother to your children and less of a wife to you, that it's the same thing on every little criticism you give her. In her confidence, in her way of, you know, feeling happy and proud of Hulu in her yachas with you. And, you know, this is Tangishtik Pella. And Befrat, that every member of the race of women, which there are billions of them, have the ability to perceive an insult that was never even said and never even intended. or they have the ability to do that, which is also a very unique ability. So you have to be even more nizar. Right? It was, it might not have even been said or intendedly. I think it's a sense it. So it's like it's a very how here to be mashpia. You know, that's another whole shmuz. But even if you're not, it is nothing to be gained, and only a world to be lost by hurting feelings and, you know, breaching trust. And this is the chayr in both ways. Even though men sometimes can be more confident, but it's usually among their chaveira, but not in the yachas between him and her. Once she makes chayzik him on something, or lets him know that there's something that she doesn't respect in him, you know, he's got a avalanche and a big chip on his shoulder, be yachas to that inyan, be kesher to her. I mean, and that will never be resolved. You know, that will never be, you know, so it's a very delicate and sensitive inyan that people have to be aware of that. Okay, this could go on for hours and hours, but right now I can't give you more live mishalom on it, but yishmachach and v'yaseh v'lekach, and to see its importance. You know, there might be long therapeutic sessions and doing behavior when I'm icing. There might be a say the children, but like again, you know, it cuts very deep and people are mistrusting. You know, like Son of Zachas is the mayor, it takes a lot of courage, you know what I mean? And, you know, the criticisms, they take much more real and much harder. I can't say it's impossible, but like, you know, to destroy is much easier than to build. No question about it. You could take down a house in 5 minutes with a few good tractor trailers, you know what I mean? To build a house, not so much, you know what I mean? Okay.